Ed, Mr. Creatine Bird, is no Sarah. He does not invest and hope for the best. His San Francisco-based company, MRI, had the top-selling sports supplement in the United States from 2002 to 2005. NO2. It is still a top seller despite dozens of imitators. He did it through smart testing, smart positioning, and brilliant distribution. Prior to manufacturing, MRI first offered a low-priced book related to the product through quarter-page advertisements in men's health magazines. Once the need had been confirmed with a mountain of book orders, NO2 was priced at an outrageous $79.95, positioned as the premium product on the market and sold exclusively through GNC stores nationwide. No one else was permitted to sell it. How can it make sense to turn away business? There are a few good reasons. First, the more competing resellers there are, the faster your product goes extinct. This was one of Sarah's mistakes. It works like this. Reseller A sells the product for your recommended advertised price of $50, then reseller B sells it for $45 to compete with A, and then C sells it for $40 to compete with A and B. In no time at all, no one is making profit from selling your product and reorders disappear. Customers are now accustomed to the lower pricing and the process is irreversible. The product is dead, and you need to create a new product. This is precisely the reason why so many companies need to create new product after new product, month after month. It's a headache. I have had one single supplement, Brain Quicken, also sold as Body Quick, for 6 years and have maintained a consistent profit margin by limiting wholesale distribution, particularly online, to the top one or two largest resellers who can move serious quantities of product and agree to maintain a minimum advertised pricing. It is illegal to control how much someone sells your product for, but you can dictate how much they advertise it for. This is done by including a minimum advertised pricing, MAP policy, in your general terms and conditions, GTC, which are agreed to automatically when a written wholesale order is placed. Sample GTC and order forms are available at www.4hourworkweek.com. Otherwise, rogue discounters on eBay and mom-and-pop independents will drive you broke. Second, if you offer someone exclusivity, which most manufacturers try to avoid, it can work in your favor. Since you are offering one company 100% of the distribution, it is possible to negotiate better profit margins, offering less of a discount off of retail price, better marketing support in-store, faster payment, and other preferential treatment. It is critical that you decide how you will sell and distribute your product before you commit to a product in the first place. The more middlemen are involved, the higher your margins must be to maintain profitability for all the links in the chain.